Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this beautiful, I mean beautiful, Monday in Oklahoma. It's about, 84 degrees outside. I went outside. I worked out. Definitely a great day in Oklahoma, but I had a pretty good weekend, and I'm ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's mauricetrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100. You can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But it's been a week since I've had a show, since last Monday, so we have a lot of sports to catch up on. So we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk NFL. We're going to talk some NHL playoffs. We'll talk baseball. We'll also talk a lot about the NBA playoffs as well. But before we do that, I did cancel. I had no show on Friday because I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2, or I guess it's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, to be precise. But I did watch that on Friday, and I'm going to say it's a really good movie. If you like the first one, you'll definitely like the second one. The second one is not as good as the first one, but there was good action, really funny, especially Rocket Raccoon, or whatever you want to. I think it's Rocket or Rocket Raccoon. Bradley Cooper, the voice of the raccoon, I thought he was really funny as well. Baby Groot was funny. I thought Batista was really funny in this one. So it's really good action. The plot was a little shaky. As well, the plot was a little shaky, so I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 4. So I'm going to definitely say it's worth watching. Like I said, it's not as good as the first one. I gave the first one 3.5 stars, but I'm going to give this one 3 stars. So, like I said, if you like the first one, if you like the first Guardians of the Galaxy, you'll definitely like the second one, so go ahead and check it out. You will enjoy it. So I'm going to give it 3 stars out of 4. So that's my review on the Guardians of the Galaxy. I guess my last movie review will be Wonder Woman, June 2nd. I'll review that on my last show, June 5th, God will. So we will do that in June. That's the plan going forward. So, but let's turn our attention to sports and let's talk some NFL news. Since my last show on Monday, Jamaal Charles, he did sign a 1-year deal to join the Denver Broncos. So he's going from Kansas City to Denver. Wow. You know, those two teams really don't get along. There's a big rivalry between the Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs, and Jamaal Charles is a Bronco. Now, obviously, the Broncos' offensive line is going to have to play better, and Jamaal Charles stay healthy? If he can stay healthy and the offensive line can improve even somewhat, watch out for the Broncos' run game. That definitely will make the Denver Broncos much better because they really struggled in the run game last year. They struggled to run the ball, and they struggled to stop the run. So if they can run the football effectively and they can stop the run, maybe Denver has a chance to make a little bit of some noise in the AFC. But can Jamaal Charles stay healthy? Obviously, it's a great move if he can stay healthy. It's a great move for Denver, but we shall wait and see. That'll be interesting. But hopefully, for if you're a Bronco fan, Jamaal Charles stays healthy. And hopefully for him, I'm a big fan of Jamaal Charles. I'd like to see him play, so hopefully he can stay healthy and really help the Denver Broncos out. So we can talk about that. Also, we can talk about Jay Cutler. He's going to Fox. He joins Tony Romo, and they're both going to broadcasting. It's going to be interesting. How will his NFL career be looked upon? Obviously, he had a lot of talent, strong arm, but a lot of people commented on how it didn't look like he really loved football. He wasn't, you know, I heard from different teammates that he wasn't much of a leader on the football field. So, but obviously he had a nice career. He threw way too many interceptions, obviously, but he definitely had a nice career with the Chicago Bears. I believe they went to the NFC Championship game. under Jay Cutler. So not a bad career, but he's going to join Fox. So it seems like a lot of players are going to the broadcasting booth and saying, hey, you know what, we're done playing. We'd rather go to the broadcasting booth. So it'll be interesting how he does as a broadcaster. That'll be very, very interesting. So we can talk about that. Also, we can talk Major League Baseball. This weekend we had a great series between the Yankees and Cubs. Well, I'm sure it wasn't great for the Cubs fans out there, but it was great for me as a Yankee fan. Excuse me. The Yankees take game one of that series on Friday. They beat the Cubs 3-2. Brent Gardner hit the game-winning three-run home run in the ninth inning. The Yankees were down 2-0, and then Brent Gardner hits that 3-1 blast with about two outs left in the ninth inning, and Brent Gardner hits the game-winning home run. So that was a classic game there for the Yankees. There, and then on Saturday, I got to see this one. Game two, the Yankees score 5 runs in the first inning. They win 11-6. How good is Starlin Castro? He's been playing some great baseball, leading the league in batting average. He had 3 RBIs as of Saturday anyway. He had 3 RBIs on Saturday, so a really impressive game for Starlin Castro. And the offense for the Yankees is really, really on fire right now. And the Yankees complete the sweep of the Cubs on Sunday, winning a marathon 5-4. In 18 innings. This game took 6 hours last night, 6 hours and 5 minutes. Aroldis Chapman did blow a save. He gave up 3 runs in the ninth, but the Yankees still found a way to win. Aaron Hicks with the game-winning run. He scored on an error in the top of the 18th, and the Yankees go on to win in 18 innings. So a great, great series for the Yankees sweeping the Cubs. I thought the Yankees would take 2 out of 3. I didn't expect them to take get a sweep there, so that was really impressive. And you have to give it up to Brian Cashman. I know it was early. The Yankees do have the best record in Major League Baseball through about, 30 games, 20-9. But that being said, you have to give it up to Brian Cashman for not looking at the short term, looking at the long term for the Yankees. I really thought, why aren't the Yankees spending any money? He built up that farm system. They have a lot of young talent. It's really showing for the Yankees right now. I mean, that young talent is really, really showing. The Bronx Bombers are really living up to their name. A lot of talented players. You talk about Gary Sanchez, Aaron Judge, getting Starlin Castro. The pitching has been really good, the starting pitching for the Yankees. So I've been really, really impressed with the New York Yankees. It's got me thinking about the playoffs, got me thinking about October. I know it's a long way off, but I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Obviously, the Yankees have to stay healthy and have to continue to play really good baseball, but they are playing some great baseball right now. Up next for the Yankees, they play Cincinnati, another interleague contest. You know, Cincinnati's leading the National League Central. So, and if you're a Cubs fan, yeah, you got swept. But I wouldn't really be worried about it. The Cubs are just they're really talented. They're going to get it together. They're going to start to pitch really well. You know the bats are going to come around. So as long as they stay healthy, if I'm a Cubs fan, I'm really not concerned about the Cubs right now. I know they're in second place right now in the National League Central, but they're fine. They're going to get together with Anthony DeRizzo. Chris Bryant's hitting. Rizzo, you know he's going to hit. You know Kyle Schwarber's going to hit. You know Addison Russell's going to get it together. So they're going to be in it at the very end. It's just hard to recreate that magic of last year. So, but you know the Cubs, they're really talented. They're going to be there in the end. So we can talk about that as well. And Colorado, the Rockies, they're leading the National League West. Who would have thought that? I thought they would be a playoff team. I thought they had a great chance of making the playoffs, but they're playing some outstanding baseball right now. The Colorado Rockies, we'll see if they can keep it up. We can also talk about the hockey playoffs, the NHL playoffs going on. The Washington Capitals did avoid elimination on Saturday. They beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4-2, but the Penguins are still up in the series 3-2. You know, I have a funny feeling that the Capitals are going to find a way to force a game 7 tonight. I think they win game 6 and force a game 7. So we shall wait and see what happens there. But I like the way the Capitals are playing. I think they'll force a game 7. We shall wait and see. We can also talk about the another NHL playoff matchup that's been really interesting. The Anaheim Ducks, they were down 2-0 in the series. They took a 3-2 lead, but they were destroyed on Sunday by Edmonton, who won game 6, 7-1. So that sets up a game 7 on Wednesday night. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. We'll definitely keep you up to date on that. Also, we can talk about the Kentucky Derby. Always dreaming. The favorite wins the Kentucky Derby. He'll go for the second leg of that Triple Crown in a couple of weeks at the Preakness Stakes. So we'll definitely keep you up to date on that. Be nice to see another Triple Crown winner before I end my show. So we shall wait and see on that. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything World of Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're taking a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from Ariana Grande. When we come back, we'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll do all that next after listening to some Ariana Grande on Moe's Sports Talk.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Boy, you made me feel so lucky. Finally, the stars are.
Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything World of Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's turn our attention to the week that was in the NBA playoffs since my last show was Monday. We've missed talking about a lot of games. A lot of different things have happened in these series, so we'll definitely keep you up to date on all the conference semifinal action that's taking place. And we'll start with, on Monday, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They whipped the Raptors to take a 2-0 lead in that series, beating the Raptors 116-105. LeBron James, he scored 35 points. They had 10 rebounds and 4 assists. Really, really efficient for LeBron James. Kyrie Irving had 24 points and 10 assists. Kevin Love had 18 points and 9 rebounds. They hit 14 threes. Great ball movement, 26 assists, for the Cavaliers, to only 6 turnovers till garbage time. I think they finished with 11 turnovers in that game. It was, about 5 or 6 minutes left to go. You bring in your third stringers, garbage time. They had some turnovers there. For the Raptors, Kyle Lowry scored 20 points, had 11 assists. DeMar DeRozan scored 16, went on 7-16 shooting. They did a great job of a double-teaming him, and they did that all series long. We'll talk more about this series in a minute. Serge Ibaka had 15 points and 6 rebounds. Toronto Raptors shot just 44% from the field. They were 10 of 26 from threes. Obviously, to me, it just seemed like the Raptors just didn't have the belief that they could beat the Cavaliers, and we'll talk more about this series coming up in a minute here, but and they just could not get key stops. Cleveland got anything and everything they wanted to on the offensive end. Again, like I said, we'll talk more about this series coming up. And then on Tuesday, Boston, they came back to beat Washington 129-119. Isaiah Thomas scored 53 points. He was special on Tuesday night on 18-33 shooting. He had 29 points in the fourth quarter in overtime, by the way. Yeah, that game went to overtime, a game that Washington definitely had every opportunity to win, but it just did not get the job job done. Isaiah Thomas, like I said, he was big time. Al Horford had 15 points and 12 rebounds. Jay Crowder had 14 points and 7 rebounds. Avery Bradley had a 14. They shot 51% from the field. They hit 13 threes. For the Wizards, like I said, they played well for the most part. So the end, the Wizards had 7 players in double figures, led by John Wall, who had 40 points and 13 assists. They shot just 47%. They were 10 of 34 from the three-point line, but they had 17 turnovers. That was really costly. And also Boston, they were 26 of 34 from the free throw line. Their Wizards were only 17 of 22. So anytime you make more free throws than the other team attempts, that is key. Like I said, Wizards just could not get that big stop at the end of the game when they had that lead in the fourth quarter. They couldn't get that stop. They gave up 2 big threes, and Boston wins, and they tie that series up at they took a 2-0 lead, on Tuesday. So we'll talk more about that series coming up in a minute. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. On Wednesday, the Spurs, they blasted the Houston Rockets, beating them 121-96. Kawhi Leonard, he scored 34 points after Houston blasted them in Game 1. Spurs answered back in Game 2. Kawhi Leonard scored 34. Tony Parker scored 18, but he was hurt with a torn tendon. And so he is out for the rest of the playoffs. That was a big blow to the Spurs in that game. LaMarcus Aldridge had 15 points and 8 rebounds, but they shot 55% from the field to the Spurs. So excellent offense there for the Spurs. They were plus 15 on the glass as well. And they had 27 assists, only 7 turnovers. So great ball movement. They got back to basics. The Houston Rockets, Ryan Anderson had 18 points and 8 rebounds. Clint Capella scored 14. Eric Gordon scored 13, but on 3 of 17 shooting, did have 10 assists, but they shot just 45% from the field. They were 11 of 34 from threes. Much better Spurs defense, especially on the perimeter. Now, look, it's a make-or-miss league. The Rockets just didn't make shots, but give Spurs credit. They were more in tune defensively. That was a key, especially on the perimeter. So the Spurs, they even that series back at 1 game apiece. And then on Friday, the Cavaliers, they took a commanding 3-0 lead, beating the Raptors 115-94. LeBron James, again, another great game for him. 35 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. Just very, very efficient. Oh, my goodness. This guy, he hasn't had a bad game yet in the playoffs. I mean, this guy is playing at a high, high level. Kevin Love had a double-double, 16 points and 14 rebounds. Kyrie Irving had 16 points, but on 7-21 shooting, he did have 9 assists. The Cavaliers shot 51% from the field. They hit 15 threes. They were plus 24 on the glass, doing work on the glass. They executed well, especially in the fourth quarter. That was a really big-time run that the Cavaliers went on late in that game. DeMar DeRozan scored 37 points. Giannis Valanciunas had 19 points and 16 boards. But the Raptors shot just 44% from the field. They were 2 of 18 from threes. The Cavaliers' fourth quarter, again, great defensively. Their defense was big time. They held the Raptors to just 17 points in the fourth quarter in Game 3. Now, no Lowry for the Raptors. And when I found out that, I said, man, there's no way the Raptors are going to beat the Cavaliers without Lowry. And that showed itself to be true in Game number 3. And it also showed itself to be true in Game number 4 because the Cavaliers won again, only by 7, but they did finish off the Raptors, sweeping the Raptors 4-0. And to me, if you're a Toronto fan, you have to be embarrassed about that. I'm sorry. There is no way that Toronto should get swept. Toronto is way too talented for that. And I know the Lowry injury, okay, I can understand that. And maybe if Lowry plays, maybe they do win a game, so I will say that. But that being said, the Raptors should have won a game in that series. I'm not surprised that the Cavaliers swept the Raptors, but I am a little surprised, I would say. A little surprised, because I really thought the Raptors could at least win a game in that series, and that did not happen. So the Cavaliers move on to the Eastern Conference Final. And, you know, I posed the question, can anyone test the Cavaliers, the Warriors? I'm going to say for the Cavaliers, no. I think Boston, if they do get past Washington, I think they could win a game, maybe a game or two. I just don't see anyone pushing the Cavaliers to a 7th game. I just don't see that. And also, in the West, we'll talk about the Warriors in a minute here, but I really don't see them getting pushed either. I do see the Spurs, the Rockets, at least winning a game, maybe two, just like in the East. I think there'll be more challenges in the first two rounds, obviously, with both teams are combined 15-0. And like I said, the Cavs and the Warriors are who we thought they were. They're the best teams in the NBA. I'm not going out on a limb saying that. You knew when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, they're going to be really, really tough to beat. And the Cavaliers, obviously, they got that man, LeBron James. So we know how good he is. He's a champion, and he's playing at a high level right now. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. Then also on, I believe that was also on Friday, the Spurs. They took a 2-1 lead on Friday night. They upset the Rockets, beating them 103-92. LaMarcus Aldridge, he had a great game. He had 26 points and 7 rebounds. Kawhi Leonard added 26. Patty Mills had 15. They were plus 16 on the glass. Great defensive effort there for the Spurs. I know the Rockets just didn't make shots, but to hold the Rockets at 92 points that's on their home court is really impressive. And I thought the Spurs came out with way more energy than the Rockets. James Harden, he scored 43 points. Trevor Ariza has 17. But I thought the Spurs did a great job of saying, okay, James Harden, yeah, we'll let you beat us, but we're not going to let anybody else get off. Trevor Ariza had a decent game, but they did a good job of that. Like I said, they didn't get much help, Harden or Ariza. They shot just 36% from the field to the Rockets, and they were 12 of 39 from threes. Only 7 points in transition. That's also is a big key for the Spurs getting that victory as well. Keeping the Rockets out of transition. That is always a key when you play the Houston Rockets. They're either going to take threes or they're going to get layups. So if you can keep them out of the transition, that is big time for the Spurs. The Spurs took a 2-1 lead there. We'll talk more about that series in a minute. Don't forget, it's not too late. If you want to talk anything World of Sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. On Saturday, the Warriors, they took a commanding 3-0 lead against the Utah Jazz, beating them 102-91. Kevin Durant, he was special. He was big time. You know, as a Thunder fan, I just miss that guy, man. I sure wish he was still with the Oklahoma City Thunder because he was big time for the Warriors. He made big shot after big shot after big shot. He scored 38 points. They had 13 rebounds. Big shots late. Steph Curry, he scored 23 on 6-20 shooting. He hit some big shots late as well. The Warriors shot just 44%. They were 9-30 from threes. Klay Thompson only scored 6 points, so that's all you need to know. But they only had 7 turnovers. That was a key for the Warriors. Gordon Hayward scored 29 points, had 6 assists. Rudy Gobert had 21 points and 15 boards. They were still without George Hill, but all 5 starters were in double figures. They shot just 39% from the field, and they missed 10 free throws. So those are fundamentals. But look, the Warriors, they didn't even play well. That's a scary thing. They didn't even shoot the ball well. They didn't play particularly well. They still won by double digits. That is really, really scary. You're the rest of the league. You're like, what in the world? If you had told me that the Warriors would shoot just 44%, 9-30 from three, they would only score 102 points, I'd say, oh, man, the Jazz won a game in Utah. That did not happen on Saturday night. And you have to talk about the Warriors' defense. A lot of people, everyone wants to talk about their offense. Let's talk about their defense. They're a really good, efficient defensive team. They do an excellent job defensively. Now, look, at times I don't like Draymond Green's attitude. He came out today and said, Kelly Olynyk's a dirty player. It's okay, man. Okay, Draymond, stop talking, man. But that being said, he's definitely the anchor of that defense. And look, I don't like some of his attitude, you know, pointing to the fans, going 2-0 or 3-0, whatever. I don't like that. I don't like him saying blank you to the referee. I read his lips. He said blank you to the referee. That's Bush League, man. There's no need for that, okay? You're a talented player, an all-star. There's no need for that, okay? But this team, they definitely have an attitude about them. There's no doubt about that, but they're big time. They're big time. For them to play that poorly, they didn't play that great. Give them credit to their defense, but for them to play that poorly and still win on the opposing team's home court by 11 points, that is really, really impressive. So they go for the sweep coming up here in less than 2 hours on TNT. I think they get that sweep. I think the Jazz are done. I'm sorry. I think the Jazz are done for the for the playoffs. I think the Warriors will be moving on to the Western Conference finals. No shock there, no surprises there. I thought the Jazz, coming into the series, I thought the Jazz could win a game maybe, but that was game three. They had every opportunity to win game three. They just couldn't score enough. Some of that's because George Hill's out, but they just give credit to the Warriors defensively. They do a great job of locking you down defensively. The game's being played for the most part at Utah's pace, but still, just they cannot score enough. When you only score 91, 94 points, that's not enough. That's not enough, and that will get you swept. And that's what's going to happen to the Jazz tonight, in my opinion. And then on Sunday, the Wizards, they dominated the Celtics in the second half. They beat the Boston Celtics 121-102. John Wall had 27 points on 8 of 25 shooting, so he didn't shoot the ball particularly well. He started 0-9, but he also had 12 assists. He did a great job of controlling the game and the pace of the game. Bradley Beal scored 29. Otto Porter had a nice game. He had 18 points and 8 rebounds. The Wizards, they went on a 26-0 run in the third quarter. So that was a big-time run there for the Washington Wizards. They shot 52% from the field, and they were plus 14 on the glass. They had 29 assists for the Wizards. Isaiah Thomas, he scored 17, but only 2 points in the second half. They shot just the Celtics shot just 44% from the field for the game, and too many live ball turnovers in the third quarter. That got the Wizards out in transition, and you don't want to run with the Wizards. Unless you're the maybe the Cavaliers or the Warriors, you don't want to run with the Wizards. You got to control tempo. You do not want to run with the Wizards. That's going to be a key for Boston Game 5. Critical game five in Boston tomorrow, I think Wednesday night, excuse me. Can Boston control tempo? That will be of the utmost importance. They have to do a better job on the glass, but they have to keep the Wizards out of transition. That is going to be a big key. And also, can they knock down a lot of threes? They did that in the first two games. They've done that all playoff series long, except for these last two games in Washington. But especially at home, Boston has been excellent at knocking down that three-point shot. Can they do that in Game 5? That's going to be key. So they have to control tempo. They have to keep Washington on transition. They have to knock down threes. I think they do those things. I think they get a win in Game 5 and then put all the pressure on Washington in Game 6. I would be really shocked if the Wizards and Celtics and the Rockets and Spurs don't go to Game 7s. I would be really shocked. I think those series are headed to Game 7s, so we shall wait and see. A lot of people are picking Washington now. I'm going to stick with Boston. I think Boston still finds a way to win this series. It might go 7. I think it's going to go 7, but I think they'll find a way to beat the Washington Wizards. We'll see what happens in Game 5. And then also, we have another critical Game 5 coming up in the West. The Houston Rockets, they whipped the Spurs last night, 125-101. James Harden, he had 28 points. Eric Gordon added 22. They hit 19 of 43 from the threes, so that was a big key, their ability to knock down that three-point shot. And also for the Spurs, Jonathan Simmons scored 17. LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard scored 16 points each. Obviously, with Tony Parker being out, that's not enough. You have to have more from LaMarcus Aldridge and Kawhi Leonard than 16 points. And also, they only shot 30% from the three-point line as well. So I really like the way this the Rockets came out. They came out like they needed to. They were down 2-1. That's a must-win game for them. They came out with a lot of energy, a lot of focus, a lot of effort, especially on the offensive end. And they did a solid job defensively as well. So in the two games they've won, they've averaged 123 points. In the two games they've lost, they've only averaged, I believe, 93 points. So obviously defense is a key for the Spurs. And also the Spurs have to do a great job of controlling tempo and controlling the glass. Now that's gotten a little easier controlling the glass and on the interior because Nene is out for the rest of the playoffs. He suffered a groin injury last night. So that is a big blow to the Houston Rockets. Obviously, that means more pressure on Clint Capella. Looking forward to this series. I still, like I said, I see this series going 7. I see the Spurs winning Game 5. Obviously, that is a pivotal full game for the Spurs. They have to come out with a lot of energy, a lot of desperation, just like the Rockets did. Because obviously, if you go down 3-2 heading back to Houston, you don't want to be in that situation if you're the Spurs. So the Spurs, they have to control pace. They have to get the ball on the inside. Marcus Aldridge and Pau Gasol have to be big time. Obviously, you have to have Kawhi. Kawhi's going to have, you know, 25, 26 points a game. He has to play really good defensively. And you have to let James Harden get his, but you have to slow down the others. You have to slow down the Eric Gordons, the Lou Williams, the Clint Capellas. You have the Patrick Beverleys, and prayers to him since he lost his grandfather, prayers to his family. But that being said, that's what you have to do, so we shall wait and see. Also, Kyle Lowry and Rudy Gay have both opted out. They're going to be free agents. I would think Kyle Lowry is going to sign that 5-year, 200 and whatever million dollar deal to stay in Toronto. So we shall wait and see. That's a little news for the offseason. We can talk about that as well. So thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my show will be Friday at 5:30 Central Time, guys. We'll talk NBA playoffs. We'll talk hockey playoffs. We'll talk anything going on in the world of sports. We will talk about it on Moe's Sports Talk. So have a blessed rest of your week. Trust in God. God is good. And we'll talk to you next time on Moe's Sports Talk.